Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone, on a wonderful Friday. This is Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, and this is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We got Rich Wyatt coming up in a second, but first I want to thank our fill-in guest hosts. We were off on vacation. Can you brag briefly about Rev?
He's heading for the World Amateur. He qualified for the World Amateur.
Junior Golf.
So
the Nota Begay Regional Tournament. All they've been doing is
San Diego, and he's hoping Tuesday to get one down in Mar-a-Lago and Doral for
to play with Trump. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not going to play with Trump, but he would get to play with another huge one.
We've been busy.
I'm playing great. No, I'm not playing great. No, it's not. Rev is playing great.
But anyway, that's where we've been, and it's going to. Well, there will be some random days on and off too, as his golf career appears to be taking.
Donald calls us, begging us.
Baron. But today, I wanted to bring on Rich Wyatt, the chairperson man. I could say chairman for Rich of the.
You could say chairman also for. Britta Horn, because she goes by chairman. She does. And all her stuff is chairman.
With the richest chair of the Jeffco Republican Party.
He's also chairman.
And he has a giant Second Amendment event coming up. So wanted to talk to him about that. So, hey, Rich, thank you for your time.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me on. I hope you're doing well today. And great to hear about Rev.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, the Democrats spent a considerable amount of time at the legislature trying to get rid of any Second Amendment rights. So I guess it's good that we have people like you who are like, no, it does still exist in Colorado, even if you're doing everything you can to try to get rid of it, Democrats.
Yeah. And, you know, as you guys know, that this will never their attempts to pass these ridiculous draconian laws will never pass muster with the Supreme Court. But I just promise you, get that done. So here in Jeffco, we're trying to be America. We're fighting back Second Amendment Saturday. It will be a full-on day of training and getting people fired up that have guns in their home, they carry a gun in a car, they carry a gun in their person, have a gun at work. Anybody that has a gun and may or may not use it for self-defense has got to be there for this fundraiser day to get this training. So you know what to do in the aftermath.
Little technical difficulty.
But how's that?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So this is an all-day event. And I know, you know, Chuck has participated in some all-day events that you have run before. But
and so have you, Julie.
And so have I. Not as much as you did. But but this is cool through the party. So why don't you kind of explain what all is going to be going on, and then we'll kind of get into how people can get involved.
So it's going to be Saturday, June 28th, and what's going to be involved is going to be all-day event, 9 to 5. We'll start out in the morning with firearms training, not actual handling of firearms, but just lecture training on what to do. What most people don't realize, they go get a concealed weapons permit, and then they start carrying a gun. But then once they use the gun, and I don't mean fire it, just draw it and present it and show it to somebody, you could be charged with a felony crime just for that. So we're going to prepare you for what to do in the aftermath. Now, we're bringing in Kyle Rittenhouse, and you guys know who Kyle is. But Kyle was a survivor at 17 years old of, you know, interjected himself into a basically a riot situation. And then some people attacked him, and he had to defend himself. Well, he went through a horrible process. And what we want to do is fix that so you know what to do in advance before it ever happens, so you're not faced with this and trying to figure it out on the spot. And that includes things like proper mindset, mental preparation for being prepared to use deadly force. Because as you guys know, you've taken training with me on this in the past, but most people haven't, and they're not prepared. They don't know what to do because they didn't think about it. The emotional drain on you is immediate once this stuff starts to happen. The second you draw the gun, your adrenaline starts pumping up, you get going, and, you know, most people hopefully will never do that. And then if they do have to draw the gun, hopefully they won't have to fire a shot. The mere presence of the firearm will stop the aggressor from hurting them anymore. But if they do, we want them to be totally prepared and ready to go.
And as looking over the syllabus, you know, what to do if you are involved in a shooting. And that's just as important.
How Rittenhouse found out, right?
Yeah, how to respond to the police, what you say.
Or what you don't say, Chuck.
What you don't say, yeah.
Yeah, don't say anything. Well, you know, and I'm going to back up a step, Rich, because I think it is, you know, given how every like jurisdiction, every library district has its own gun permit.
Legislature said, okay, you know, why have one consistent gun thing? We could screw up gun owners by saying every local jurisdiction gets to have their own little rules.
That's right. And it's really important, like you said, that people know what to look for and they know what to do. I mean, we did shows a long time ago with a guy who was a gun attorney. And that was, he had, you know, he makes a great living defending people who say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And I, like you said, it's really important to know what you can't do, but also just as important to know what you can do, right?
Yes, it's so critical. And, you know, one of the things you just mentioned is that you have got to know an attorney, because you can't let your fingers do the walking through the yellow pages the night after you engage somebody. And you got to know their phone number in your phone, ready to go. And you got to call them immediately after calling for first responders to come and take care of whatever situation you got going. So we have a lot of people that are going to be involved in this. We have a great news that our main sponsor, the named sponsor for the event, is LT Arms in Littleton, Colorado. And they've just come on board. They're going to do a great job and show us stuff. They mostly do, you know, custom gun builds and stuff like I used to do. And that really hasn't been here since Gunsmoke left. So LT Arms is going to be them. There, we're hoping to have a lawyer that'll come besides you, Chuck, but a lawyer that's practicing and wants to still be involved in this situation that can be there. We're working with some of them right now, but either way, we need to get people prepared for this, because it's a highly emotionally charged, physically adrenaline pumping issue. And when that happens, you're clearly not thinking properly. And you might make a simple mistake, like saying, I'm sorry, I wish I hadn't have done this. Oh, my God, that's the worst thing. And you may be sorry, and you may wish you hadn't have done it, but you can't say that, you know. I mean, this is how, you know, criminals are so successful. They know what to say to the cops, you know, right away.
And look at, wasn't there that case in Nevada where it was a bystander, right, ended up shooting and killing a suspect who was about to shoot and kill a cop, right? And you're right. It's a kind of thing. You need to know what to do. But I want to back up even further than that. I think what's so great about this kind of thing is it's arming people, like literally with education as well. Because the Democrats, one of the things I think it's their secret plan is to make it so confusing and to make people just kind of,
That's absolutely right. That's why they did the jurisdictional thing. There used to be one for the whole state, and they said, no, we'll make it.
They want to scare people and say, well, first, if I have a gun, I'm just going to leave it at home. And second, maybe I don't even want a gun because it's just too confusing. And that's what they count on. And that's why I think it's so important when people like you and the Jefferson County Republicans say, no, we're going to educate you. And, you know, it's not all that complicated. You just got to know the rules.
You know, you're 100% right. When we passed, Dudley Brown and myself were very instrumental in getting concealed carry passed 25 years ago to 30 years ago in Colorado. And we did, we made it what's called an issue of statewide concern. And that preempted local jurisdictions from putting all their rules, like you got to wear pantyhose while you're carrying a gun, or you got, you know, who knows what they're thinking of next. And so they put these things in to make it difficult. And as you said, none of that matters. What matters is, am I protecting myself and my family? Are myself, my kids, my wife, are they all going to be okay? Because in the end of the day, that's what's important. And we will teach you how to work yourself through these situations. Something as simple as this. You go out and you get a permit. You're carrying a gun. You've got the gun in your car. And you're driving down the road and you get pulled over for a minor traffic incident. What do you do? How do you handle that? Do you tell the cops you got a gun? Do you not tell them you have a gun? In Texas, you're required to tell them you have a gun. In Colorado, you're not required. And we'll go through all the details in great detail of how to handle that situation, because you don't want to open Pandora's box and get yourself in trouble. It just doesn't make any sense. So as we go through those things, like the mindset, which is so critical of being mentally prepared to use a gun in deadly force, this is something that just people haven't thought about. And if you haven't thought about it in advance, the time to think about it is not while you have a lethal encounter coming your way and you're in trouble. So, and we see there's tons of video now that everything in the world is on video. Yeah. We can see tons of video of people reacting badly. And so, and I'm talking about not just citizens. I got video of cops screaming, yelling, and crying after they've been involved in a shooting, you know, and that's just not the appropriate response. I'm sorry.
No,
you know, it can't be done.
And Kyle Rittenhouse was such a hero and everything he went through, I think is, and I'm sure, you know, he'll be great just to be able to talk about, you know, how things can go bad and you may not, you find yourself in this situation and, you know, you need to be, like you said, have thought ahead of time how you're going to handle it.
Yeah, this is a must-do situation, especially with the laws as they are now in Colorado, because, you know, this thing costs $150 to go to. All right, don't come. And then spend $150,000 with lawyers trying to get your butt out of the sling you got yourself into by not learning what to do. So it's really a drop in the bucket. And, you know, as we always did at Gunsmoke, we'll give a money-back guarantee on this. If you come to the class and you don't like it, you come up and identify that to us, and you can leave early, and we'll give you your money back. But nobody's going to do it because those butts are going to stay in the seat the whole day. It's going to be fun. It's going to be riveting. We're going to have some surprise guests that show up, and we'll just have a lot of fun. And we're going to do some other fun things that the Jefferson County Republican Party wants to do. We're going to put the fun back into politics because it hasn't been fun in Jefferson County and in most of Colorado for forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, that reminds me of a t-shirt I saw, and it was an Adams County candidate who had it, and I bought it, and I always forget to wear it. He's like, remember, it's the party. It's the Republican Party, right? And so it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, and we're going to have a good time because that's, you know, that's the thing about training is, it's, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are at training, at knowing the information. Can you get that out to the students in a way that they can digest it, use it, carry it, and take it forward and go home and spread it to others? So it's going to be, I think this will be just a wonderful event. We're pretty excited. Everything's getting off the ground good. And we're looking for a big turnout. We're going to have it at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, and it'll be a phenomenal event, putting Jefferson County back on the map. Our last leadership that we've had in Jefferson County has never been able to accomplish these things. And we're not going to stand for that. We're moving forward. And it's time to, as Toby Keith would say, let's have a party.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's good that you guys are pushing back. I mean, for too long, I mean, Dave Williams did a great job, but I think the Republican Party, and I'm sorry, I'm going to take a shot at the current leadership who doesn't want to comment on any policy issues.
All we'll do is ask you to give money. We'll take half of it and give it other half to the poor candidate. I mean, that is apparently the model of the Republican Party. Where's all the money going to, all the proceeds?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I understand your plight with this because it is an odd thing the way this has all transpired. You know, Dave Williams did do a good job. Sure, he made maybe a couple mistakes, but he had a wonderful party walking out the door and brought in Steve Bannon. It was phenomenal. And what a great speech Steve gave. And he got Tina Peters on the phone and talked to her. And it was things people wanted to see and hear. And it was just spectacular.
Right, exactly. Chuck asked a question. So the money that you raised for this event, what's that going to go for?
We're going to buy beer with it because we want to have a party. That money's going to be used to get the party moving in the right direction and doing the right things and getting people back in. What we're looking for is not to say we're going to support every candidate that runs in Jefferson County, because we're not. We're going to support every good candidate that runs in Jefferson County that has a shot. You know, so there's just some districts we know that it's controlled by the liberals and it doesn't make sense to spend money there. It's a waste of money. So we're going to do the right thing and be fiduciary responsibly for the people's money that donate to this cause. Now, they get a value out of it worth far more than the $150 that they donate to the cause. But, it's going to be great. We're going to do a lot of things. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to hire two to start with young interns. We want to get college or high school age kids over the summer to come in and be interns with us because we've got to get the youth involved in politics right now. That's what the Democrats have done, and we missed the boat on that.
The reason I ask about where is the money going, and you answered it perfectly, it's going to the Jefferson County, I think, Jefferson County Republican Party to help him with candidates and everything else. You're competing with, in some sense, the event a week before you, June 21st, with the Mountain Majesty Gala run by Heidi Gnall. And they're bringing in Eric Trump, and Eric Trump is very expensive, so you'll be paying anywhere from 250 to 2500 if you want to get that picture. But all the money's going to Heidi or her company.
Well,
None of it's going to the Republican Party. None of it's going to candidates. 100% of it is going to Heidi's company. And so I don't think some people, it's there, you can find it. But it's, as a practical matter, you're just talking about the Republican event. That's called the Centennial Dinner. It's held once a year,
the
in certain
typical
years.
GOP fundraiser.
And it's a huge fundraiser for people. It's a huge raiser. And they try to, Lauren Boebert tried to stop Steve Bannon from coming along with the other congressional ones. Antifa, tried to, had two different locations. And Antifa got to both of them. We finally got a third location. And then they held, Britta Horn held an event next door,
And
next
again, they're
door,
competing event.
a competing event and so forth, which was unfortunate for her because all the money from that event went to the new chairman. And she made sure that she didn't get as much as she could have. So it is important to look in the fine print and decide, hey, where does my money go to? Now, if you want to give Heidi your money and not the Republican Party or any candidates, that's fine. But you should know that's where your hard-earned money is going.
Well, Chuck, you're 100% right. As you know, I was at Dave's event, and we actually su supplied the security for Steve there at the event. And we got to walk through and see the other event, which was connected by a sidewalk, which I thought was, quite honestly, was outrageous. That if you want to go have an event, go to your own place and do it. Don't come sit next to us and watch us do what we're doing. They should have been in there supporting what we were doing and what Dave was doing and what the party, state party was doing. And I'm going to tell you, I know I'm a hard, far right leaning conservative guy, and you know that. Nobody's going to accuse me of anything different. But I am reaching across the aisle because I'm going to Heidi's event. I'm going to go because I want to hear Eric Trump, and it's in Jefferson County, and I'm proud of that part of it, very proud. And our event was actually on that day, and we moved it to accommodate what Heidi was doing because it's a lot harder to get Eric Trump than anybody else, except for Donald J himself. So, I would encourage people to come to that event as well, because the Trumps are just cool as can be. I've met Eric several times, and I think he's a wonderful guy. And of course, he was a big fan of my TV show, so I like that too. And he said very, I mean, he's been very complimentary, and I'm glad to know him. But our event is separating things out a little bit because we're taking the Second Amendment head on and we're not messing around. This is Colorado. Whatever, this is not New York City. This is not San Francisco. This is Colorado.
What?
This is
Really?
where the West was won and we did it with
And
guns
lost.
and lost and lost. But we're going to win it back, Chuck. We're bringing it back. We're coming back with a vengeance.
Well, talking about that, I just finished listening to the press conference that Mr. Chrisley gave. He is a developer. He and his wife were sent to prison for 19 years combined, based on bank fraud, in the sense they said, well, you borrowed this money and you inflated the assets and everything else, which is, of course, is ridiculous. And Trump's trial is ridiculous. In their trial, banks do not just kind of go, oh, yeah, my car's worth 100,000. The beater is worth 100. Oh, okay. Yeah, the 1999 Volkswagen's worth 100. Okay, sure. No, banks aren't that stupid. They don't just do, but it's a great way if you want to throw somebody in prison and they didn't file tax returns for a couple of years, and then they threw in order to get a look at their financials, they claimed they were terrorists. And it's just amazing stuff. They were persecuted in Fulton County, federal court, but it means you got a jury pool of overwhelmingly Democrats for it. And I heard Savannah Chrisley at the Republican convention, because we went to that, and she was great. But notwithstanding the fact that she gave a great presentation and everything else, she had not gotten a pardon. And I know you're seeking a pardon, and
Yes, sir.
rightfully so, from President Trump. But it was one of those things where she tried, she tried, she tried, she tried, she tried, she tried. And then one day, she asked the right person, I forget which one in the Trump family, who brought it to Donald's attention. And the next day, boom, there was a pardon. I mean, it's not this 2-year process. Once, when Donald decides to act, he acts.
That's the one thing we got to love about President Trump, isn't it? That he just takes action and he pulls the trigger, so to speak, immediately. And so what had happened was Savannah went on to Laura Trump's new show on Fox News on the weekends. And the next day, because, it's a possibility that Trump's watching his daughter-in-law on
Yeah.
Fox News since he is a partaker in television. And, I'm happy to see that they got the pardon. I will be happier to see when I get the pardon. And I've got some things in progress that are going to be very helpful for me. And I can't wait to get that phone call, because I'm told that he calls you directly and tells you that I've given you a full pardon. And when he called Blagojevich, he said, I've given you a full pardon, Rod. You're cleaner than I am. And I'm looking forward to that phone call greatly, and I can't wait. But it's never stopped me from doing the right thing. And that's why Second Amendment Saturday is so important to us, and the things that we got going on, and the things that we're trying to do in Jefferson County, because we need to take this county back. When I first started here, came here in 1981, this was a great county, and we have things in place now. We have the worst district attorney. We have the worst sheriff that we've had in the history of Jefferson County. And we got to stop these things, because, we had a great candidate, Ed Brady, who ran for sheriff in Jefferson County, and he lost. And so we got to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and we got to get this stuff done. And we've got to ride on the shirt tail of President Trump,
Right.
who is out there aggressively. I mean, every day is like Christmas with this guy. He gives us a present every single day, and we get to unwrap it and see what's in there. And then the left comes at it and attacks. And look, we had about 150 protesters, was all that showed up to Steve Bannon and Dave Williams' event. And, they didn't do anything. They
No,
just
they were
stood
all
out
paid
there.
for. They were
Yeah.
all paid for. They were there.
Rent-a-crowd,
Yeah.
the usual rent-a-crowd. And it's another, I guess I am not going to the Mountain Majesty gala.
I understand.
By and large, because I think if she held one, she should at least cut the Republican Party in for something, just a little bit, just,
Free hors d'oeuvres.
yeah, free hors d'oeuvres or what their beef
Well,
or something.
Chuck,
But
as
here's
you
the other one.
know,
Here's the other one.
I've been doing these events in that hotel, the Denver Marriott West, since 1993, fundraising for NRA, for Safari Club International. Currently fundraising for Tunnel to Towers, one of the greatest foundation organizations out there. And I've got a lot of experience with this. And listen, I'm not defending anybody really, but her hands are full. She's got a big nut to cover paying for Eric to come. And I get you're not coming, and but I've got to go. It's in Jefferson County. I don't want to not, be there. And anytime I can get an opportunity to meet with the Trumps and talk about myself getting a pardon,
Absolutely. I
I'm
understand
showing
that.
up. That's right. Great.
But as a practical matter, the other reason why I'm going to your event
Yes.
and not the other one is I love to be with fellow travelers. I love to be with grassroots Trump supporters.
Yes.
I just love that. Your event is not going to be, you're not going to have any squishes.
No.
You're not going to have any wannabes. You're going to have true patriots. And those are the people I love to talk to. The other event will be Squish Central. Yeah, I mean,
Yes.
you know, you can, you will not be able to, to turn around without bumping into four or five squishes who hate Trump, which
Right.
is a hilarious one. Everybody is Trump's friend. I know Heidi Gonal used to say that she couldn't
I wonder if
support
Dick Williams
people.
is going.
Yeah, Dick Wilden was there. You and Dick can converse.
Well,
Have a good
well,
time.
that won't go well for Dick, but he can't go because it costs some money, and he doesn't have any from the,
Yeah,
he looks
well,
like a homeless guy.
yeah. Well, at any rate, so that's another reason. Because that's the fun. It's going to be fun. You're going to run into a lot of real patriots. So if you're a patriot and you want to be hang with other patriots, We'll come to Rich's event because that's going to be the great one for it. And it'll
Well,
be a lot of fun.
thank you so much, Chuck. And as you know from taking other classes, even when I was doing it in the private sector purely for pure greed and profit, I still mixed politics into that class because it's so important. And so anybody that comes to this meeting on June 28th, the Second Amendment Saturday, sponsored by LT Arms in Littleton, Colorado, will leave a better patriot than when they got there. If even if you show up and you're a squish, you won't be as squishy when you leave
You'll
because
be
I'm
less
going to ram it
squishy.
down their throat like they won't believe, you
Rich,
know?
final question for you. Where can people get tickets and find out about this?
You know, if they go to Jefferson County Republican Party, the JCR.com, they can buy tickets on there. They can look at it. They can give us a call. We'd love to have anybody come. Heck, we'll take the money from a liberal because we converted over into the conservatives fund, and we love that. So we appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you guys there.
One last thing. I understand there's a special for young kids, not young kids, but for
Anybody under 68? Oh,
yeah, no, actual young people, Julie, not us, you know. Okay,
no.
so anybody from 15 to 21 can get in free from 3 to 5 to witness the spectacle that we're going to have when we talk about, you know, the young kid saving his own life. And the reason we're doing that is we don't want any youngsters that are interested in getting involved with firearms to have see a bar to entry. So we're going to bring them right in. And if you're a young guy or gal and you're interested in coming to the whole event, please give us a call. We'll have some sponsorships available that we can provide from you that are provided by some of our guests that are coming that are very excited about it. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have other vendors there. There's going to be a lot of traffic. We'll have a good time. And it's going to be just like 4th of July. And there's a slim possibility, I can make no promises, that Donald Trump, the president himself, might show up. Now, he hasn't said anything about it, and I haven't told him, but I hope he
Noted
comes.
it.
But you never know.
But it's always
Might be here soon.
theoretically possible, along
The
with Emmanuel Macron.
first time I
And
ever saw him in person was at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds.
there you go. There you go.
Yep.
Hey, Rich, listen, thank you for your time. Good luck with the event. We will see you there.
Yeah,
And
looking
so
forward
looking
to it.
forward to it.
And hopefully Rev can come. He's not out golfing.
All right.
All
All right. We'll
right.
see you later. Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks. We have a ton of, so I guess for Dr. Donna, that was Rich Wyatt, the chair of the Jefferson County Republican Party. And Leo is saying, okay, we can kind of guess this. How much money is going to go to the organizers, et cetera, how to decide which candidates? I think pretty, and not all of the money, obviously they have to pay for the event.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure the
everything
speakers,
above cost is going
but it's
to the
the,
Jefferson County Republican
yeah,
Party,
it,
as I understand it,
right.
and they support candidates. And of course, you know, politics you do have to triage.
Right.
I mean, there's no good. You know, we live in a district that you
Yeah.
know we lose by, let's see, 60-40 every time. And no matter how good a candidate, no matter how bad the candidate. I do know how to take back this district because I got the Democratic plan on how to take back what's her name's district
Susan
in
Beckman.
Susan Beckman's district, and it's a great outline of how to do it. Except it would cost a minimum
Yeah.
of $50,000 to $100,000. That's how much it would take to flip a district like that, and we don't have the money. Of course, I do. I could do that in my back pocket. I don't have the money. And so it's always.
Yeah, and counties, I think one thing too, and I think a lot of times candidates don't understand this, is that it's largely up to them to do their own fundraising. It's
Well,
like
because you're
nobody,
limited in how much you can give
you
a
could,
county.
right.
You're limited. Everybody expects the state party to give them money. You can only give up to $5,000. They made sure the party has no money.
Here, let me
So,
read some of these.
well, let me
Oh,
finish.
okay.
So, you know, don't expect a party to if they can give you $1,000, you're lucky,
Right.
honestly. So don't expect it if you're planning to run.
Share some of, just some of the comments. Charlene was, why would I pay to visit with rhinos? I can see Eric Trump on TV. And then he says he's a rich, he's a great guy, Barney, associated with Rocky Mountain gun owners, I think. Rich Wyatt, I think is not. He used to own Gunsmoke, a gun store. Rich Wyatt's been involved in Second Amendment stuff in Republican politics forever. Jacob, if I had a fill-in host, it would be my dentist.
It's a good
Charlene,
idea.
Elon needs to set up mega NGOs in Colorado. Let's see, share it with me, please, from Dr. Don and everybody. Oh, it sounds like I need to work on major fundraising to do that. So anyway, that was Rich Wyatt, Jefferson County Republican Party chair, talking about Second Amendment Saturday on
June 28th.
June 28th. You can get all the information at jcr.com. Speaking of Elon Musk, I wanted to talk about this a little bit. So, the media is just so every time you think, oh, I hate them enough. I don't need to hate them more. They do something, and you need to hate them more. So Elon Musk, who had all along said he was only going to spend a certain amount of time in Washington, D.C., because, oh, he does have numerous companies to run, right? And which I've got to admit, getting involved in politics has not been good for him.
Well, it never wasn't going to be. I don't think he
No.
quite knew that
How awful
he
it's going to
might have
be.
expected, okay, if I save the country $1 trillion was really his goal.
Maybe people would be happy.
I expose all the fraud and the grifting and everything else. Well, people appreciate it. And
No.
it's a Democrats grifting. They hate you.
They hate him.
They hate Tesla now.
Blowing up his cars. And I saw one of the, maybe it was Daily Mail, was like, the real reason Elon Musk is leaving is because his drug addictions have been exposed. It's
Oh,
like, what?
okay.
It's like, maybe Elon Musk, I don't know, maybe he takes some mushrooms or something like that. But I don't think
If
you,
he takes them in Denver, they're legal, so he'd be all
right?
set.
I don't think you get to be the world's richest guy, accomplish all the stuff this guy does if you're strung out on heroin. Or, and it was just the implication that that's why he's leaving. It's like he said all along he was going to leave, right? And then he talks about one of the things, because they had a news conference today, and Doge says, they're like, oh, he said he was going to save $1 trillion and he didn't. It's like, oh, he only saved 175 billion, right? So I guess that's good. And asset sales, canceled contracts, cracking down on fraud. But here's what I wanted to talk about. I think the biggest thing that Elon Musk and Doge did is they really woke everybody up, and in a way that's going to be hard to go
Well, they
back from,
woke.
and change
I
this.
mean everybody. I mean everybody, other than maybe 10 people in Washington, D.C.,
Who already knew?
really knew how this whole thing was put together, how this hobby horse of things like USAID was not only grifting for local groups here in the United States, but it's helping to overthrow governments, along with the Soros Open Society Foundation, the CIA, and the National Endowment for Democracy. They were overthrowing governments. And Soros, because he knew ahead of time they're going to overthrow the government,
Can make money out of it.
well, he'd do currency manipulation. And so he was making millions, which he funneled back into the Democratic Party in the United
We
States.
could
And
keep getting all of the money from NGOs.
then all the Democrats, oh, what about the kiddies? What about the kids in the sedan?
And it's, and I think that's the thing that Doge did, is they opened people's eyes, number one, to how the whole corruption thing worked. The other thing I think they did is they implemented new systems. Like he was saying, you don't have one hand is not talking to the other hand. So the fraud is easy. All you need to do, if you can have somebody before you send out, like a food stamps, to say, well, has this person died? And if the person's died, then you could say, well, let's not send
It
them
doesn't
food.
need a lot of
They don't
food.
have a lot of food stamps anymore. And so they created all of that. And I think that's going to be those two things, sort of exposing just how corrupt it was, exposing just how awful the NGO thing was, and then putting new systems in place that make sense, I think will go a long way. And
Well, Social Security by itself. They're cutting Social Security. No, they're getting these
they're
corrupt
getting
groups in the
the.
United States of ties to Nigeria and some Nigerian prince off the roll. Oh, what do the poor do?
It's like, that the 300-year-old, the hundreds of 300-year-olds on Social Security, they don't need it anymore. So I think it's that kind of thing that is going to have a lasting impact. And,
Really hope.
well, I mean, you're right.
Well,
I
he
mean,
was saying, it'll go right back. If the kudu weeds will go right back unless there's a gardener there to stop them.
And then Leo was saying, Julie, Elon Musk have a huge whiteboard, and night after a pot of mushrooms wakes up, looks at the board and say, wow, those are good ideas. There you go. He's like, maybe we'll implement some of those. But again, the corporate media wants to make it sound as if, he's leaving under this cloud because his drug habits were exposed and things like that.
It
It's
wasn't
like,
a problem for Hunter.
No.
know, I mean,
He could run the country while he was high.
yeah. If I hadn't gotten his cocaine stash,
Right,
or he dropped
he
it,
had to
but
do the other
they'd
one.
be investigating that.
One of the other things, and I want to get your thoughts on this, I wanted to talk about is Mike Lindell's trial starts Monday in federal court. It's a 2022 case, defamation case filed by Eric Coomer, who used to work with the Dominion election, the Dominion voting systems company. And he claims Mike Lindell defamed him, cost him money, blah, 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 blah. I think, and of course, all of the headlines from the lamestream media are like, election denier goes on trial and blah, 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 right? I think that the time, 2025, is very different than 2022. I think that, and I part of this, I credit it to things like Doge, right? That people don't just say, oh, well, Colorado has a gold standard election system. Therefore, Mike Lindell must be slandering and libeling Eric Coomer when he raises questions about it. I don't think that's the case anymore, do you?
Well, okay. Well, trials are not based on general things. I
Yeah.
mean, the problem he'll have is in Denver, and you got Denver jury pool,
Well, but
and
it's
the
a federal
Denver.
district court, so I think the jurists may come from not
No,
just Denver.
it comes generally from
Well,
Denver,
generally, yes, but.
and it'll be overwhelmingly Democrat, and that's a huge one. I haven't seen the judge, but almost all the federal district judges are Democrats. And so, what does the judge let in, and what doesn't he let in?
Well,
People
yes,
quite
that's going to be like the
understand.
Tina Peters trial.
Yeah,
Exactly.
yeah. Oh, well, I want to show that you know, Coomer.
Yeah, truth is a defense.
Yeah, truth is no defense. And so the judge can rig it, and you know, the appeals court may or may not do anything about that. So you know, I'm wishing the best for him, and I assume he's got very good attorneys. I don't know who they are, but I hope he gets very good attorneys. And it's going to be. I'm sure that Coomer has got
Oh, Dominion is, yeah.
Dominion's got plenty of good attorneys. So it's one of
Well,
those
my
ones.
guess would be also that, and I don't know this, so but that Coomer may be have lawyers funded by Democrats, right? By George Soros type of people.
Well,
The ones who the,
you know, with Dominion behind you,
well,
they could just take a little of their Fox money and
yeah.
throw it there. But it's very hard to tell what will happen. The other thing that people don't quite realize with jury trials is that it depends so much on the interaction of the jurors. Normally, there are one or two strong people who can really sway a jury. Or they want to, you know, when you're doing a trial, you try to identify the leaders and the leaders on your side because of the way they look at you, and try to give them all the ammunition you'll need. And that's a strategy you do. You hope that the strong. One of the good things that seeing mock trials and so forth is, you know, they tape them. So you can see how, you
People
know,
the people react.
jurors and how some people can just totally sway it one way or
One
the
thing
other.
I think that'll be interesting, going back to what you said about it, a lot of it is going to depend on what evidence are they going to allow Lindell to
Yes.
present. You haven't read, nor, I mean, that's a lot of that has probably already been decided, right? They've been submitting evidence and they've had multiple hearings in which the judges said, you can bring that in, you can't bring that in. It hasn't gotten very much media coverage, which to me says, again, the corporate Denver Post kind of media want to just be able to say, election denier, election denier, election denier, and not because they haven't covered any of those other hearings, right? Where they would have to talk about the evidence that Mike Lindell wanted to present, right? Because sometimes that can do good as well. And that's what they refuse to let Tina Peters do also. They don't want that information to get out in the public at all.
Well, and not to the jury, certainly.
Well, no, but I mean, even beforehand, the media, I think, doesn't want anyone anywhere to see any kind of evidence that, oh, maybe Colorado just doesn't have the gold standard election system, right? They don't even, because that's sort of the whole thing. It's like election denier, January 6th, all the police officers killed, all of their lies, you know, the Pulitzer Prizes we won for the Russia hoax, right? They still stand like Joe Biden is sharp as a tack, right? They need to stand behind their lies because that's all they have left anymore. And I think that's the biggest reason, or one of the biggest reasons they're crumbling, is because they're the only ones who believe their lies anymore. Even they don't believe it. They're just telling each other. No one else does. And so I just think that even if the judge doesn't let some of that in, I think anymore people are very aware that there's a lot of stuff the government isn't telling us, you know, or a lot of stuff like the Dominion voting machine people aren't telling us. So I'm.
It depends on where you sit politically, whether you think.
No, I understand that too. But I just kind of think, I mean, you look at polls that show for the first time like ever, right? The majority of the people believe the country is going in the right direction. Now that's got to include some Democrats and unaffiliated voters too. So I guess where I'm going with that is I just feel kind of more hopeful than I would have in 2022 about Mike Lindell's trial. Well, and we'll keep in touch. I mean, we can't be there, but we'll be following it. And people, I'm sure, well, if anybody's going, let us know.
I'd want to go is the day that I assume Coomer will testify. In his deposition, he was awful.
Yeah.
He just blew up. He stomped out.
Flaring and throwing.
He would blow his case if, in fact, that's how he acts on the stand. So they've been beating it into him for the last few months on how to act on the stand.
Oh yeah,
but sometimes
you never know.
You never know. So
no.
and his you know, if you're cross examining him, you know that everything may depend upon that cross examination. And so it'll be. I'd love to go to the court for that.
Yeah, for that. Leo is saying if Lindell went to jail, would they let him bring him my pillow? Maybe they could let him sell them in the commissary.
Yeah.
Well, and he wouldn't go to jail. Actually, it's a libel case, right? There's a defamation case.
Every trial is a trial for your life. It was
well,
and
the
wild
side. Another thing that's interesting with defamation cases is there's sort of two parts. Was the person defamed, but then the other part of it is, well, what, you know, did they actually lose money? Did it cost him anything? Right. So you could have a thing where the jury says, well, okay, he did defame Eric Coomer, but Eric Coomer didn't suffer any damages. So you never know.
Or you could get the Mark Stein one where they said that Mark Stein, defamed the hockey stick, environmental guy, man. And they found out that his compensatory damages for $1. But then they awarded $5 million as punitive damages.
Ooh.
And so.
Yes. Defamation trials and jury trials are always tricky. And Charlene is saying, where can it be appealed to? I would imagine the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is also mostly Democrats. Yeah.
I think 7-4.
Federal court. And I know somebody was, before I saw some stuff, is it being streamed and things?
No. Federal courts, they don't do, it's only state courts.
They don't stream it, nor I saw expanded media, but they don't have expanded media. The judge ruled, and this is fairly typical, at least it was in federal cases that I covered. There's also no live blogging from the courtroom either.
No breathing.
Yeah, no breathing. No, you don't want to bring, you don't want to be taking cameras or anything like that. So I think it is going to be very difficult. I mean, one of the cool things about with all of the live streaming they do from court cases now, if they're in state court, you can listen for yourself, right? But
and you're absolutely right. I mean, just getting a 1 minute or 2 minute summation from a biased reporter of 8 hours of testimony can be, you know,
right,
pretty difficult to
right. But in federal court, I'm pretty sure, Dr. Donna, defamation cases are difficult to prove. That's true. And Jacob, maybe the DOJ will have Lindell's back. Yeah, but I don't think, again, it's a civil defamation case. I don't think the DOJ can do very much.
No, DOJ is not at all.
Can do very much with it. Well, do you want to talk briefly the Southern Poverty Law Center? Okay, so the corrupt, outrageous Southern Poverty Law Center has come out once again. I can't believe anyone even covers this with its report on there's like 8 bazillion hate groups in Colorado.
33 in Colorado, up from 19 just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, oh yeah. Involving some of the most atrocious ones like...
Oh, cost burners and so forth, like Moms for Liberty. We know they're there. And Focus on the Family, utter hate.
Now, not Antifa. They're not mentioned.
No.
The Palestinian people, you know, they're not mentioned. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been exposed repeatedly as just a complete joke. And I think, don't they? They send all of their money to themselves in offshore bank accounts, right?
Well, they don't, you know, 40, 50 years ago, they used Morris Dees, who founded it. He'd sue some bankrupt Ku Klux Klan group who wouldn't even show up in court, and then he'd try to get some assets if he could possibly find them. But that stopped 50 years ago, and it made it sound like he was doing, you know, to kill a mockingbird, going after everything else. But now they stopped that. Now they just, and they have. I go down to the Glendale Police Department. You know, this is a while ago. Decade more, but then I'd send these splashy magazine things that you know.
We've
I went to
identified. Well, I remember as a reporter, you could click on the map to see the hate groups, and then you're, and that doesn't even exist, right? I mean, there is no hate group there behind it. And then they take conservative organizations, Christian conservative organizations
Haters.
particularly, and they just label them haters. And then the stupid Denver Post and other media
But
say,
Denver Post had a
"Oh, over
big
there,
article.
sir, hate
Big
groups from
article.
Colorado."
So,
It's
I
like,
mean, they defile themselves by printing it. They
yes.
defile themselves.
Here again, the good news is no one believes that anymore, right? And the
Well,
Southern.
some people do. They still get raised millions of dollars from fools who think
Not the
they're,
ACLU anymore. It's like they're not defending civil liberties. And because the thing is, if the Southern Poverty Law Center were actually being, honest, they would label the entire Democrat Party as a hate group, right? It's like, all of these people are saying assassinate Trump. I mean, all of
No
this.
Palestinian groups are on anyway.
Oh, so
No.
don't pay any
No.
attention. The media, they love to trout it out. But even back when I was a reporter and I was a liberal at the time, even then I was like, because I just thought, well, I want to do a follow-up story. So I'd click on the map and there'd be this website and you'd click on the website and it didn't exist. It'd be like, can't be found. And then you'd kind of look at the address because you could search the address that they listed. And there's, it's a field. I mean, they just make it up, I think. And they just find somebody somewhere mentioned something and all of a sudden, boom, we have more hate groups in Colorado. So don't pay any attention to
No,
that.
no attention. No
Pay
attention.
no attention to
Well,
that.
nationally, PragerU was a hate group.
Right,
You know Dennis Prager's a
Breitbart's,
hater.
I think, a hate group.
Breitbart. Oh, turning Charlie Kirk.
Charlie
Turning
Kirk.
Point. There's another vicious cross-burning people. Oh, somebody's giving us a big one here.
Okay, we can wrap this up with you. I'm not even going to read it, Jacob, so hopefully you're not setting me up here. So for the final party Friday, Jacob says, okay, here we go. Three sisters, aged 69, 65, and 62, live in the same house. The oldest was going to take a bath and put her right foot into the bathtub. She forgot if she was going in or coming out of the tub, so she called the 65-year-old sister. The 65-year-old sister said she would come upstairs to help the 69-year-old sister. Halfway up the stairs, the 65-year-old couldn't remember if she was going up or coming down. So the 65-year-old called down to the 62-year-old sister. She said, "Knock on wood, I don't have the memory problems my older sisters have." The 62-year-old sister called out, "I'll be there as soon as I answer the door." That's funny. That's also true, Jacob. Well, thank
That's pretty
you for
good.
that.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Thank you for
that.
the Party Friday. It's perfect. That's perfect.
Hey, that will wrap it up for us on
That
this
will do
great
it.
Friday. We will see everybody later. Everyone have a wonderful weekend.
Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.